From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQE and weather in the Umpqua Valley. A rain snow mix early this morning, then just rain. High of 46 degrees. Chance of precipitation 90%. 60% chance of rain tonight, then a rain snow mix down to 1,000 feet overnight, down to 32. And on Friday, chance of rain and snow early, a snow level down to 700 feet first thing in the morning, but then rising up to 1,700 feet as the day goes on. Cloudy and a high of 47. Little or no snow accumulation expected. Staying where we've been all morning long at 36 degrees. KQEN news time is 8:34.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Beginning tomorrow, it is the Home and Garden Show presented by the Umpqua Valley Home Builders Association. Dana LaPrey already out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, and I know you have got your work cut out today. A whole lot of things going on. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we're out here watching the vendors get set up, and the Home Builders Association is proud that the Home and Garden Show is returning March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We've got over 100 experts specializing in making your project ideas come true. You can meet with builders, contractors, remodelers, and landscapers while enjoying some great food and some local breweries. We've also got some in-booth presentations, door prizes, demonstrations. There's something fun for everyone out here.
So talk about some of these presentations, because I know for a lot of people, if you, whether you're a new homeowner or you've been doing it for a while, some people would like to try to do things themselves or best figure out how to navigate a project. Talk about being able to come out and talk to folks who have been doing this for years and can share all the information and being able to talk to multiple people all in one location.
Yeah, we've got presentations happening each day of the show. We've got specials going on with different landscapers, and we've got concrete, things you need to know about different types of concrete, or if you are having difficulties with water leaks, we've got ServPro out here to help you with that. Or maybe you just want to do some remodeling on your garage doors. We've got Overhead Door who's out here to talk about how to do that. We've got a little bit of everything going on out here.
And, of course, things are always changing when it comes to new things available, all the technology that is part of your home now. Talk about that aspect.
Yeah, you know, there with things changing constantly, there's always different trends that we need to be kind of up to date on. And we've got those experts out here to answer all of the latest questions about any types of things that you have questions on.
In fact, several years ago when people started talking about smart homes and being able to program things from while you were not at home, and I'm just looking around thinking I'm, you know, watching some show from when I was a kid, I thought that can't possibly take place. And now it's really applies to just about every area of your home, being able to program with devices from wherever you might be.
Yeah, if you are at a baseball game and you want to start your oven early and preheat it, there is options to be able to get that oven going even while you're not even home. The things that are coming out are really, really cool.
Yeah, apparently, though, it will not take the food out of the refrigerator and put it in the oven for you.
Nope, unfortunately, they're still working on that one. I think you're going to have to do that one on your own.
Yeah, it may be coming, though, from what I can tell. Now, you have on Saturday local schools doing a build-off challenge. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so you can be the first to vote for your favorite outdoor furniture as the local schools in Douglas County compete in a build-off challenge, and all the furniture will be silently auctioned at the show, and then the proceeds that are raised will go back to each participating school. So the first place winner will be announced on Sunday, and also Saturday is Family Day with a primary focus on reaching out to families that want to do outdoor projects together. So you'll want to catch that as well.
And on Sunday, you've got a special deal for seniors and veterans.
Yep, seniors and veterans can take advantage of Sunday by showing up to the show and getting into the show absolutely free. Admission's on us.
Now, you've got sponsor booths and a passport as well. How does that work?
So if you visit all six sponsor booths and get your passport stamped, you can win a chance to win a two-night stay at the Fireside Cabin at Diamond Lake Resort.
Wow.
And the lucky winner will be announced on Sunday for that one.
Wow. So a lot of things going on out there. Talk about the hours and the admission price.
So Friday is 10 to 7, Saturday is 10 to 5, and Sunday is 10 to 4. Admission is $5 or $4 if you bring two cans of food in partnership with UCAN
and,
or Feeding on Plus.
And which part of the fairgrounds are you going to be in?
We are using the conference hall and the Douglas Hall this year.
Of course, the weather is not perfect this weekend, but not bad. So folks can navigate between buildings and get out there and see things. What else should people know about the show?
Well, we have some local breweries down here. We have quite a few food trucks. And so while you're getting your landscaping or remodeling ideas, you can enjoy some local food or some local breweries and stay warm under the heaters.
All right. A lot going on. Again, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday out at the fairgrounds. Dana LaPre from the Umpqua Valley Home Builders Association, the Home and Garden Show. Dana, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
8:40, you bet. 8:40 at the morning report.